From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. CIA Director Mike Pompeo says North Korea is months away from perfecting its nuclear weapons capabilities.
They are closer now than they were 5 years ago, and I expect they will be closer in 5 months than they are today, absent a global effort to push back against them.
But he says there's a difference between having the ability to fire a single nuclear missile and the capability of producing large amounts of fissile material and developing an arsenal of such weapons. Pompeo says it's even more important that the United States and its allies succeed in stopping the nuclear ambitions of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Taliban attacked and killed Afghan soldiers at an army camp in the southern Kandahar province. Defense Ministry spokesman Dalat Waziri briefed reporters.
The enemies of our country attacked one of our camps in Maiwand district. In that attack, 43 army personnel were martyred, 9 wounded, 6 others are missing, and we only have 2 survivors. In total, there were 60 personnel in that camp. All the vehicles and equipment have been destroyed in the camp.
Waziri said the attack occurred late on Wednesday and involved 2 suicide car bombs and set off hours of fighting. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's office said it planned a special cabinet meeting Saturday to trigger Article 155 of Spain's constitution, which gives the government the power to take away some or all of Catalonia's autonomy. Hours earlier, Catalonia's leader, Carlos Puigdemont, said the Catalan parliament will go forward with a vote on independence if the Spanish government does not engage in dialogue. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga said recent events has demonstrated his need to withdraw from the upcoming October 26 presidential election rerun.
The revelations which have come from Madam Akombe and the chairman's statement yesterday has basically confirmed our fears or confirmed our reasons for pulling out of this race. And it is now clear to everybody that conducive environment does not exist for a free and fair electoral process.
The ruling Jubilee Party also filed a petition in the Supreme Court Thursday alleging opposition politicians were in contempt of court for obstructing the rerun by withdrawing from the race. United States senators are criticizing the Trump White House for not allowing its senior cybersecurity advisor to testify before the Armed Services Committee. Aman Azhar has the story.
GOP Committee Chairman John McCain of Arizona said the White House cited executive privilege and long-standing precedent against having staff not confirmed by the Senate appear before congressional oversight panels.
To me, the empty chair before us represents a fundamental misalignment between authority and accountability in our government today when it comes to cyber.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson suggested the committee consider issuing a subpoena to compel Rob Joyce, President Donald Trump's top cybersecurity advisor, to testify. McCain says he thinks that's an idea worth discussing. The hearing was called to investigate various government agencies' roles and responsibilities for defending the U.S. from cyber attacks. Aman Azhar, VOA News.
In an extended Oval Office meeting, Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, pleaded with President Donald Trump for equal treatment for the hurricane-devastated island, repeatedly reminding the president that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens.
I am confident that with your commitment, with your support, Mr. President, with your team's support, we will be able to come out of this in the long haul, together with Puerto Rico, give the U.S. citizens of Puerto Rico the adequate resources, treat us the same as citizens in Texas, in Florida, and elsewhere. We will come out of this stronger.
President Trump defended the federal government's response to the devastation left a month ago by Hurricane Maria, declaring the response by the federal government a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The United Nations says the number of cases of plague in Madagascar has doubled during the past 5 days. UN spokesperson Stephanie Dujarric said as of Wednesday, 1,032 cases were reported, 67% of which were pneumonic, which is a more serious form of the plague than bubonic. So far, 89 deaths have been recorded, including 13 on Tuesday. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.